This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today, in economic data points, moving on, orders for durable goods, stuff that is supposed to last 3 years or more, that's machines, equipment, machines that make equipment, all that kind of stuff. Well, the Commerce Department says we bought less of all that in February. Durable goods orders down 1.1%, first time that has happened in almost a year. It would, I grant you, be cause for concern in normal times, but normal times these are not. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
Tracy Vaught is opening a new restaurant this spring in the Houston area, so she's going to need to order a whole lot of stuff to make that happen.
Furniture, kitchen equipment, bar equipment, air conditioning.
Now, you know what she was not doing for part of February? Ordering that equipment.
You know, we didn't have any electricity for days.
Yeah, I remember the storms that knocked out power, heat, and water to millions of people. They also dragged down the country's total durable goods orders for February. But there was even more weirdness.
There were a lot of distortion.
Gary Schlossberg is global strategist with the Wells Fargo Investment Institute. For example, new orders and shipments of motor vehicles and parts were both down about 9%.
That undoubtedly reflecting supply disruptions, the shortage of semiconductors.
U.S. automakers don't have enough semiconductors to make all the cars they want. And you can blame pandemic supply chain problems for that. But if you take silicon chips and bad weather out of the equation, things are actually looking all right. Samuel Coffin is a senior economist at UBS.
If you look at durable shipments over the past year, they're up 2% year on year, which is pretty good, you know, even with that February pause.
In recent Federal Reserve Bank surveys of manufacturers in the Philly and New York regions trickling in for March show really good growth.
I mean, the Philly Fed measure was at its highest level ever, except for 3 months in the early 70s.
So yeah, durable goods ahead are looking durable and good. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.